Bayou Diversity with Kelby Uchley.
In Europe, the time period between AD 400 and 700 was considered part of the Dark Ages. Foreign invaders ravaged the region, disease epidemics were rampant, and the population declined substantially. In contrast, Native Americans in the lower Mississippi Valley were experiencing positive cultural and economic change and population growth at this time. A long history of constructing monumental earthworks for religious and political purposes continued. Deep in the midst of a vast bottomland hardwood swamp, one massive mound complex rose in present-day Catahoula Parish at the confluence of the Black and Little Rivers. It consisted of at least 9 mounds bounded by a D-shaped earthen embankment. At 80 feet tall, the principal structure was the second tallest mound in eastern North America. It became known as the Troyville site. When President Thomas Jefferson read of its discovery, he considered it so important that he briefed Congress on the matter. Today, as an archaeological treasure, nothing remains visible to the untrained eye. Its destruction began with the invasion of the ancestors of those who survived Europe's Dark Ages. Serving as refuge for humans and livestock during years of high water, the larger mounds suffered from severe erosion. Confederate troops dug rifle pits in the tallest mound during the Civil War. The death knell for the remarkable site sounded in Baton Rouge when Governor Huey Long announced his ambitious statewide bridge-building program. The approach to the new bridge in Jonesville was in exact alignment with the large mound. A steam shovel leveled it in a matter of days. No better example of wanton destruction of a world-class archaeological site exists in America. The owner of the largest mound reportedly sold its dirt to the bridge contractor for $100. He likely had little choice. What was lost? Gone is the opportunity to learn more about the builders, who they were, their life ways, why they chose this site, and why they left. Today, an intact site of such grand scale would likely be an important tourist destination in an economically depressed region. The history of the Troyville site after Euro-American contact represents a sad case of how not to preserve and benefit from our cultural treasures.
Bayou Diversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.